This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game,
Can't Beat Breezy! We're going to try and get rid of those case of the, if you got a case of the Monday today, we're going to try and help you out with that. We have tickets to go see Jim Gaffigan at the Blue Cross Arena December 12th. You don't want to miss this show. Are you a big fan of Jim Gaffigan?
Big fan.
Yes. You got to see the bit he did with the cheese about Subway. Oh, it's hysterical.
Every time. Oh. Nobody's heard it. Not one singular person.
PXY, who's this?
Lauren.
Lauren, your caller number 8! Lauren, big Jim Gaffigan.
He's absolutely. Keep your pants on, Lauren.
I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh. He's the greatest. Hey, did you see that bit he did about the cheese at Subway?
Yes.
Oh, was
not the one person seeing it.
All right.
Yes!
Okay, Lauren.
She's just screaming yes. She doesn't even know where she is or who she's on the phone with right now. She has no clue.
All right, listen, Lauren, I need you to talk some trash to Breezy before she leaves the room. Go for it.
Oh, you're going down.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's always going
down. She just got home from the doctor's end. I love it. All right. I love you so much. Good luck.
The doctor's in. Okay, Lauren, the rules are simple. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with our girl Breezy, you automatically get the win. You are representing the town of?
Victor.
Victor is on the board. Question number one. Lauren, what is Japan's official currency? Go.
Oh, gosh. The yen?
Final answer? Wonderful. Let's go on to question number two. Yeah. What movie features the song Let It Go?
Frozen.
Question number three. Lauren, what is the name for the rubber portion of your windshield wipers? The clock is ticking. Final answer?
Silicone.
Okay, we're going with silicone. Question number four, Lauren. Buffalo Wild Wings is now referred to as?
Oh, jeez. I didn't know that changed.
What is the nickname to Buffalo Wild Wings? 2 seconds.
B-Dub?
Final answer?
Yeah, B-Dub. I've heard that before. Yes.
Okay, and then question number five. What do the stripes on the American flag represent? Go.
The colonies.
All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room.
Oh, tell me I'm right on that. Okay.
Okay. Trash talking Lauren. You're going down.
Lauren.
Come on, Breezy.
Let's tally
these
up.
She's encouraging me.
Not too shabby, Lauren. You got 5 out of 5. Let's go over to Breezy.
No way.
She did. All right. Actually, excuse me. I'm so sorry. 4 out of 5, Lauren. Four out of 5. All right, Breezy.
Moose has also just got back from the doctor's in as well. All right, let's do it.
Question number one. Lauren, sit tight. Breezy, what is Japan's official currency?
Don't know.
I'm going to take a wild guess.
Dino.
All right, we're going with final answer.
Change. Okay. Change.
Okay, we're going change. Go with change. All right, question number two. Breezy, what movie features the song Let It Go?
Frozen. My fave. Let it go.
No, we're not going to do that. Breezy, question number three. What is the name for the rubber portion of your windshield wipers?
The blades.
Question number four. Buffalo Wild Wings is now referred to as...
What? No. I know they got sued, so I don't know if they had to change their name. I don't...
What's Buffalo Wings' nickname? 3 seconds on the clock.
What's their nickname? Boneless? I don't know.
Okay, we're going with Boneless. All right, question number five. Breezy, what do the stripes on the American flag represent?
The colonies. The colonies.
Final answer?
Colonies.
All right, let's pull Lauren back up. Hi, Lauren, how do you think Breezy did?
I think she got 3 out of 5.
No, I'm so sorry. She actually got 4 out of 5, which means you guys tied it, which means you win. You get the tickets.
Ew, okay. What were the answers? Tell us.
Well, Japan's official currency is yen. Breezy said change.
I knew it!
Right, of course you did. Frozen is the name of that song.
Movie.
Yeah.
Excuse me, is the name of... Let It Go is the name of the song, which is connected to that movie Frozen, that, you know, whatever.
All right.
What is the name for the rubber portion of your windshield wipers? Lauren, you said silicone.
What?
The correct answer is blades. In Buffalo Wild Wings is referred to as B-dubs. Breezy said boneless.
No, it's not.
It is. Yes,
B-dubs.
It is.
Yeah. B-dubs?
B-dubs. Yeah. Everybody knows that. And then question five.
Never heard of that one.
What do the stripes on the American flag represent? The 13.
Lauren,
pounds.
Did you get B-dubs?
She did.
Yeah, I knew B-dubs. I didn't know the silicone and the rubber blade.
That's okay. Hey, all right. Lauren, we're going to hook you up with tickets to go see Jim Gaffigan at the Blue Cross Arena. Who are you taking with you?
My boyfriend.
All right, your boyfriend.
My God.
Say,
she's like, I have a boyfriend.
We're going to grab you those tickets, but I need you to say, my name is Lauren from Victor, and I kind of beat Breezy.
Kind of.
My name is Lauren from Victor, and I kind of beat Breezy.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY. Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in... Moosterpiece Theater.
This is a good one today, Breezy. This film is based off of true events that took place years back. You are playing what I would call quite the serial killer, and I am playing one of your victims. Okay?
Okay.
You're going to take me into the woods and do with me...
What?
Do what you will with me. Okay, so I need you to really bring that intensity.
Right.
So when you're playing this character, you need to be able to just put people on the edge of their seats.
Oh.
They have a feeling of what's about to take place, but I need you to bring them there.
Got it.
Okay.
Roger.
Do you have questions?
You're terrified of me?
No.
Oh.
You're a prostitute. So we're hooking up. Okay. But right. It's
your dream.
That's where the arc is, right?
Sure.
So it goes from just slowly, gradually, my character being terrified.
Okay.
All right. So be the method.
So I'm like sweet in the beginning.
Not even so. You're rough around the edges for sure.
Classic.
You had a tough childhood. All right. Be the method actress. I know you know how to be. 585-252-9800. If you know the name of that film for Mooster Piece Theater this morning, lights, camera, and intern Joe, if you want to do the honors, I never let anyone do this, but go ahead and do the slate and call action.
Action.
Why are you taking me into the woods? We could have just done it in the car.
Not when you're a cop and you have a gun in your car. This is good right here. Lay down the blanket.
Oh, okay. Well, lots of people have guns, so what? Well, so you can undress or what?
No, you first. You're married, right? See, I don't get that crap. You're going to come out here in the middle of the woods with a strange girl and do dirty things instead of having sex with your wife? Why? So you can kill them?
You're smoking a cigarette too, so I need you to hear that. No, not gonna kill anyone. Good lord.
I freaking hate men. All of them.
Then why are you a hooker?
I'm not a hooker. See, I don't have sex with men. I used to, but usually it was against my will. I was only 8, and he was really good friends with my dad. So, I go to my dad and I tell him what's going on. My dad don't freaking believe me. So his friends keep raping me for years. Kicker of the story is, my dad freaking beats me up for it. This is really dark.
I think I'm going to go. I think I'm going to get dressed and go ahead. I'm going to get going. Thank you.
Man, where do you think you're going?
Listen, I feel sorry for you and what happened. I do. But if you need a ride, you better come on.
See, I don't need a ride, man. Yeah, I don't need a ride.
And Joe, you're going to say pulls out gun. Oh, hold on, the music stopped.
Oh, God, this is...
Pulls out gun.
Hey, come on now! Put that gun down! Pew, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah, I don't need a ride. Because I'm taking your car! Pew, pew, pew.
No, please, no.
That's what you get for being a stupid man who cheats on his wife.
Louder. And smoke your cigarette. Cut.
Definitely seen this movie on the internet at some place, but...
You haven't seen this movie. If you did, you would have played the part a little stronger. All right.
I can't envision it. Can't envision it.
Well, I mean, I don't know what other info to give you. I told you, you're a prostitute, you lure your customer into the forest, and then you shoot him dead.
That's so tough.
Pew, pew.
Yeah. Tough day. Tough day to be a customer. Yeah.
It really is. Somebody guessed this right off the bat. Is the name of the film called Monster? That would be... Charlize Theron plays the lead in this. Eileen, I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Warnos? Warnes? I don't know. She's this very an emotional, scary individual. She was very sadistic.
Nice. She
was mentally ill. And she was considered a prostitute, and she would basically shoot her customers dead. She hated men. Hated men.
That's so tough.
This film is from 2003. Breezy, you're going to go home tonight. Watch this film. It's an hour and 49 minutes, okay? So I didn't do all you right. dirty on this one. It's not a 3.5-hour film.
I got a lot of stuff to do today, so I got to add it into the schedule.
Yes, and like I said, it's based off of true events.
What's it called?
Monster. But keep in mind, there's 17 films out there named Monster. So you have to find the 2003 version with our girl Charlize Theron. Okay? Do you have any questions? Joe,
wow,
by the way.
The cover is crazy.
Intern Joe, you crushed it today. Thank you for the slate.
Of course.
You absolutely killed it.
We just get, like, are we being paid to gas him up? All we do is talk about how great he is.
I mean, it seems like that's what you're doing.
Well, yeah. You know, as an intern, you got to prove yourself. And he's done that time and time again. Except for when he first started. He was absolutely terrible.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Hey, it's Devin, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Speaks My Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Welcome back to the show. All right, you got to break this down for me, Breezy.
Yeah, we got a message from a listener who's really going through it, and it's kind of like anti-parental confidential, so I'll read her message, but we do cater a lot to parents on this show with our segment that we do daily, Parental Confidential.
Yep.
But what about the people who don't have kids, but they only have friends who are parents? It's a hard and tough spot to be in. So we got a message from a listener.
It's similar to our situation.
Yeah. But I feel like you'll have some insight on this. Because I feel like your friends' kids are older now. Yeah. At least the ones at home.
Yeah.
And mine are like brand new. So it's
that's one way to put it.
But she writes, I feel like I'm losing my life in freedom because my friends have kids. My best friends who I've had my entire life all have kids now. And I'm not trying to be dramatic, but I feel like I just never have plans on the weekends anymore because all my friends are at home with their kids, either tired, can't find a sitter, or simply just don't want to go out anymore because it's not their scene. I'm not trying to sound bitter or jealous, but seriously, this has been my life for the past 6 months to a year, and I don't know what to do about it. I love my friends and I love their kids, but I feel like I'm losing my life and sacrificing a huge part of it without even being a parent myself. Is there any help or advice that your listeners could give or the two of you? I truly don't want to feel like I'm the only person who's experiencing this or is going or gone through it. Thanks.
Yeah, that's tough. Well, good luck with that.
I feel like all of my friends are just having babies.
Well, it gets easier, that's for sure. But there's nothing you can really do about that situation because everybody's got on a different timetable. You know what I'm saying? Like my friends now, their kids are like 13 or 14. Some of them have very young, like maybe 1 or 2 years of age. That's when it's the most difficult because you see a lot less of them.
Right.
A lot less of them.
A ton.
You know, and they just have to adjust, especially if they're new parents for the first time. They have to adjust on how everything works. And so they're not coming out. You're not going to see them maybe the first year.
Which is sad.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And scary.
You know, a lot of friends, like, they'll give you visitation rights. Yeah, you come over between, you know, 3 and 5 and meet them.
Right.
And hang out for a little bit. But the parents are not, like, especially that soon, they're not going and hanging out like they used to. It's just not.
No.
It's not part of their lifestyle.
Definitely experienced this with my best friend, which I don't think it's been an issue.
Well, she's a brand new mom.
At all. Yeah, her baby just turned 1. She's the cutest thing in the whole world. And I think it's different for me because although I'm not a parent, I am kind of in that space of like going out doesn't interest me as much as it once did. Like I love sitting. I love being horizontal. I love being at home. I love being in a cozy set.
Yeah, but we're different in that aspect. I mean, there's a time and a place. You like Saturday night after the auction, you ran home. I ran to the after party.
I had to go home.
Just exhausted.
I was so tired. And, you know, I don't typically stay out that late. So I was ready to hit the sack. And maybe that's because all my friends are moms as well.
Yeah.
And we're not, like, I went over to my best friend's house on a Friday night a couple Fridays ago. We got a pizza and watched a couple of episodes of our show.
Yep.
We fell asleep on the couch at 9 o'clock. Like,
that sounds like, yeah, I mean, that's what they do at nursing homes.
No, it's like 6 p.m. Get real. But I think one of the biggest pieces of advice, and I don't know if you want to do this, but find new friends.
You don't have to find new friends.
Don't leave your other friends behind.
No, listen.
But
I think there's other ways to go around. Like, listen to this text we got from Lisa. I've been in this situation. Most of my close friends had kids. They're all really young. So what I do is I typically bring over takeout and wine after bedtime. That way we could still connect with, you know, you have the opportunity to connect with your girlfriends once the kids are down.
Right.
It doesn't mean their life is over. They're just on a different schedule than you are.
Yeah. But you are valid in thinking that your life has changed because it did. You're not going to Easton Alex with that friend anymore. Count them out. They will not be there.
Hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. A few of my good friends have kids. They've all had kids in the last few years. I myself am child-free, and I'm very happy for them. However, there's always the but. We can't have conversations about anything that isn't baby-related anymore, and that's where my frustration comes into play. Everything is about babies and fertility and pregnancy and what their kids are doing, and it's just different.
Yeah. This person says, Mom here, I lost all my friends when I had my daughter. I was a freshly 1 week into my 21st birthday when I gave birth. They met my daughter once and never asked to hang out with me or her again after that. She's 5 now. We still haven't talked. Just be there for your mom friends. And you can still go out with a new group, but don't forget about your mom friends.
No, you can't forget about them. But I think that's a great idea. If they're open to it.
Right.
And it's like, hey, I know you guys are probably exhausted, but if you have some free time after you put the kids down, more than happy to come over and hang.
Yeah. You just got to work with them. Meet them where they're at. You know what I mean?
You got to meet them where
and
they're at.
And like, yes, it does feel like you're sacrificing a lot, right? Because you're like, why am I involved in this? I don't have a kid. But if you love your friend and you really value your friendship, you'll meet them
where
they're
at. Yeah, they're just at a different stage of their life than you are.
And then when the kid is older, they'll be right back to where they were. You know.
They'll circle back if it's meant to be. Thank you guys for weighing in on this.
Distance makes the hearts grow fonder.
We need caller 8 right now. We got to throw out a pair of tickets to the 12th annual party at Center Ice at Tim Hortons Iceplex on Friday, April 11th. This is a 21-plus event, 585-252-9800.
I'll be hosting. I'll be there.
Breezy will be hosting. We need caller 8 right now. Good luck. It's coming up next.
Need a boost to your morning? Listen to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy on your smart device when you ask it to play 98PXY.
PXY Mornings, you got Moose, Breezy. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to the 12th annual party at Center Ice at Tim Hortons Iceplex. This is for Friday, April 11th, hosted by yours truly, Breezy Breeze.
I will be there. Very excited.
It's a 21-plus event, which includes more than just wine. You're talking about beers and ciders. A lot of delicious food and a lot of live entertainment, a silent auction, raffles, and so much more. For tickets and more info, you can visit holychildhood.org/events. But we're going to give you a chance to win those right now. Hit us up on our socials. Hi, Moose, Breezy on air. And, of course, 98PXY Rochester. Intern Joe, thanks for all your help today, buddy.
Crushing it. Of course. Just crushing it. I don't want you to go down to the other stations anymore.
We don't want you to go down the hall either. What's your favorite thing about working on this radio show? I was going to say program. Can you? Oh, my God.
Benjamin Franklin called. He wants his dial up back.
I like the vibes. Vibes are always up.
Yeah, the vibes in here are immaculate. They're unmatched to any other station.
Vibes are stupid good. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous. All right, we're going to find our caller 8. You guys have a great day. High of 50. We'll talk to you tomorrow for your Tuesday. Remember, if nobody loves you, Moose and Breezy love you.
This is WPXY FM and HD1 Rochester. Always on when you ask your smart speaker to play 98PXY.
Not now. I am too busy spying on you.
The number one hit music station. We are 98PXY.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.